is
She's
awesome.
The best. And, I want her to just be exclusive to the zone. How do we do that? Can we lock you up just for us?
You can lock me up if Wisconsin beats Kentucky because I win the KTV bracket.
Oh, really?
Yes, and if that happens here, that means Pat loses our bracket to Matt Jones.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Melinda, good luck to you, and thanks for calling in. Melinda's great when you need a weather tip, not so good if you need a tip at the horse track.
That's true. We won't talk about that.
Yeah, well, I'm no help either. So, Melinda, thank you. I appreciate
it. Melinda.
All right, thank you to Clint McDaniel, too, for being patient. Clint, sorry, we're just trying to keep people safe. But we appreciate the time. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. No problem, guys.
Clint's been on the zone so much, seems like, that he could be a part-time employee for us.
Yeah, Clint and Melinda Mayo, two exclusives in the zone.
I have not been on enough, Pat. Thank you very much.
That's right. I think he was on with the morning guys a couple days ago.
Yeah, I paid for that one, though.
How was that?
Yeah. No, I paid. I had to physically pay to come on.
Oh, wow. I don't know why you would do that. That's brutal. Those guys, you rack those four brains together, and what they know about basketball is
forgettable.
Okay.
It's forgettable.
So are you participating in the event this weekend, or are you just here as a sign of goodwill?
I am participating. I will be playing in the Legends games. I don't know how long I'm going to play, but I will try to. And I'm also coaching the North team. So very much involved and you know, excited to come down and just be a part of. I think that's going to be a great event, you know, from this weekend moving forward.
And, you know, I didn't know this, but Nate Olson, also a zone favorite, is going to be coaching against Clint, and I guess he's coaching the South team.
Bro, if you lose to Nate
Olson,
you're
going to have nothing to worry about.
Matching wits.
You're going to switch with Nate.
Yeah. A guy that's not even a very good pickup player. I mean, come on. If you lose to Nate, you got to turn in your basketball
card. Can I just say one thing, though? Guys like Clint, who get asked to play in these alumni games, legend games, they say, well, I'm not in very good shape. Well, I'm only going to play a couple minutes. I might get hurt. I'm just going to go out there, wave to the crowd. He's been working out for how many months now, Clint? Let's be honest, because you're not going
to
get embarrassed.
I've been working out for about 6 years for this one.
This is your shot. This is your shot at it. Who else is playing in the game? I can't, unfortunately, play in the game. I wish I could. I know.
Luckily for him, a friend of ours is getting married. Another zone favorite.
But our pod total just went up.
Well, your shot total went up. That's for sure.
Who else do we have that we know, confirmed or unconfirmed?
No big deal. Alex Dillard that's playing.
AD is back.
Yeah, which everyone knows. I got a list of the question is when Al
Dillard comes back, will he stay here like he did for 3 months when he came a few years ago?
He's kicking it. Al came over to the
house. You never know with Al. He gets a little confused. You know, he was 7 or 8, 10 years older than us in the time, so I can just imagine where he is right now.
One of the great stories is Al, and you probably remember this, because I'm not sure if you know this, but he got like the Arkansan of the year when he was 26 as a senior. Ask him about that. He was a 26-year-old senior at the U of A, and I think he got some award like the man of the year for it. It was just like such a random thing, but only Al.
Right.
Only Al. Okay, who else do we have?
Marcus Campbell, Ben Cleveland.
Marcus David Campbell!
I played flag football with Marcus Campbell back in the day.
The big lefty? Oh, okay, Showtime.
You're talking about
Showtime.
Okay,
my bad.
Okay.
You're going back. Carl Kidd, Carl Baker, Geno Bell.
Carl Kidd may have the hardest head of any human being.
Why do you
know
that?
Well, he opened up a lot of holes for, was it Emmett he used to block for? Emmett Smith?
Carl Kidd?
Yeah.
He was I think Carl was a receiver or a defensive back or
I think Big Kid was a fullback. Let me check on that.
I think you were a fullback. I think you took too many shots to the head.
I'm serious.
Pat's got a touch of the CTE. What who else we got?
Marcus Monk. My favorite person, Reggie Merritt. It's going to be fun, guys. I'm going to go out and celebrate these young men and women finishing up their careers, being able to put on their team's uniform for the last time and going out and having fun. I'm going to watch Pat Bradley go out and make a few shots.
So who are you putting your money on in that shootout?
My heart says Pat.
Mm-hmm.
My heart says Pat.
Your head should say that too, I think. But
but yeah, I think Alex is probably one of the best shooters that ever come through that I've ever played with, and I know he's a gym rat. No matter what he does, he's going to be in the gym. So my heart says Pat, but we'll see.
Al's one of those guys where I can remember when he did come to Little Rock a couple years ago and stay for a few months.
Yeah.
I was playing in a men's league, and he's one of those guys that literally walks out of the car straight to the court, checks in, and just knocks down like 4 or 5 in a row. I mean, he's got it in his blood. Although my strategy is this. I'm going to talk to the guy that's putting it together. I'm going to get a room Friday night, and I'm going to have them leave out some basketballs at the gym. I'm going to hit 1,000 Friday night, hit 1,000 Saturday morning, and I'll be ready to go.
You'll be exhausted.
You ready?
I'm ready to go.
If he shoots 2,000 shots before the competition, the kid will be rolled up in a ball, I promise you.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah, he's done.
It's tiring. I've done a shooting workout with Pat. It's exhausting. He doesn't mess around.
Can Pat still shoot it?
Pat can light it up. He's been breaking high school kids' hearts in Arkansas for the last 3 years, a shootout with the shooter. You haven't heard about this?
Been breaking hearts.
I have not.
20 years.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun, though. It'll be good. Is it just me and Al, or is anyone else shooting?
I think maybe a couple of the college guys. A
couple losers. Do we have any Razorbacks playing?
Yeah, we have Ricky Scott, Mardrakus Wade,
nice.
Cody Clark.
You should go headband in the three-point shootout as an ode.
Hey, do you think we
Mardrakus
can get those guys on tomorrow? Talk with them at some point.
What time? I mean,
or
I'm
even
not
next
sure
week.
What time whenever. They're coming in? But I'll try. I'll make some calls and see if you know. I think the Razorbacks are doing a press release at 12 today.
Okay.
So that kind of makes it official.
All right.
But at that point, then we know what's going on.
Yeah. Clint McDaniel joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline if you're just tuning in. The event on Saturday, what time do the festivities begin?
It starts at the girls' game starts at 3:30, the guys at 5:30, and the old man's league starts at 7.
and the shooting, the 3-point, all that stuff is in between, or is it before?
It's halftime of the girls' game.
That sounds about right. Okay, yeah. Thoughts on the Final Four, Clint? I'm not talking about the NIT Final Four, although two Arkansas opponents will face off tonight at 6 o'clock. That game is being played on ESPN, SMU in Minnesota. But what do you think about the NCAA Final Four?
I like the all-SEC final.
Okay.
And I like Kentucky to win. I think Wisconsin is a great team, very efficient offensively. But I don't think they defend well enough to stop the momentum of what Kentucky is doing now. Now that Calipari has got off those kids back and let them play, so I like an all SEC finals with Florida winning it all.
Which what about the momentum of UConn and the way they're playing right now? And Florida has not been. Speaking of offensive efficiency, I mean they're certainly scoring well enough because they defend so well.
Right,
but they're. You know, I guess they shot 43% in the last game. They allowed almost 50%, actually, but Dayton couldn't get enough shots up. But anyway, I guess my question is the way UConn's playing. You give them any kind of shot at all there?
Not at all. They've had a great run. They've had a great run, and you know, Florida hasn't played their best basketball yet. And so that when you're the best team in the country, it's always pressure to get to that final end. You know, to make the Final Four because everyone expects you to be there. Now that they're there, I think they'll play a little loose, and the coach has been there, so I think their best basketball will come during this Final Four time. And you kind of made their run; it'd be competitive, but you know, Florida's just a far better team.
You played in two Final Fours. Is there any adjustment that goes on when a team hasn't been there, when a team hasn't played maybe in big games, whether it be tournament games or just in general? That you see one of these teams maybe getting a slow start that they can't recover from because it's the first time on this kind of stage?
Well, the first time for us, I mean, it was more of a relief, like I just mentioned. And we were expected to be there, and once we got there, it was more of a relief, and we relaxed and enjoyed everything about it. But it's a big adjustment just with media and fans and just having to go through that whole week. But once you get on the floor and you start competing and start playing, it's just another basketball game.
That's an interesting point. So Florida basically is in the same position. They're the overall number one seed.
Yeah.
They were expected to get there. They didn't really get challenged. They just didn't play great basketball by their standard the first few games here. So, yeah, I'm curious to see if they will loosen up and play well. It'll be fun to watch. An all-SEC final would certainly be good. For the league, I can't root for Kentucky, but they've certainly been fun to watch the last couple of games, without a doubt.
yeah.
What about, I was going to ask you both this, two guys that can fill it up, playing in a stadium setting like that versus an arena. And I guess, Clint, what were your, you guys were in Seattle 1 year? Is that where you were in the Final Four?
Yes, yeah, Seattle is when we lost in the championship.
Okay, we don't want to talk about that one. What was that setting like? Was that in the, is that in the Kingdom, or did they play it in a
Kingdom.
Okay,
yeah,
and then
Kingdom.
Okay,
yeah.
See, we
you really can't tell, man.
Okay,
only time it really affects you is during practice because no one's in there and
it's cavernous. Yeah,
just kidding. But once the game fills up, I mean, it's just you and the lights and the ball and rim, and you really can't tell as far as the guys talk about shooting backgrounds and things of that nature. It's mm-hmm. just going out and playing.
But yeah. Charlotte, it was an arena.
Yeah, yeah, it was. I think 19,000-20,000, so that was normal.
Okay.
It was normal.
Yeah, when anyone talks about the dome, we've all played outside before, and that's like the biggest gym you'll ever play in. I mean, if you've shot,
that's God's arena.
It
and he
really
said,
is.
"Get out of my arena, you're terrible."
I mean, seriously though, I mean, we've all played outside, and so if you've shot outside, the background in that is like.
Yeah, never
ongoing.
Me. Yeah, it's more the wind that's an issue than the outdoors. So.
Unless you're in the concrete jungle, and then you get a lot of buildings in the backdrop.
Well, I can't imagine a Jerry Jones, and that place is huge. Yeah. Like
Cal took his guys to play there earlier this year.
Yeah.
Kentucky's
yeah,
played there before.
He's a mad genius, right. That Calipari.
Against Baylor, I think they lost to Baylor
mm-hmm.
in that game.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's just an enormous building to, place a court in the center and go at it.
Well. Clint, we appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend. I hope it all goes well. It is at Summit Arena, I assume?
Yes, yes, in Hot Springs.
All right, very good.
I've always shot well there.
Yeah, they love that
place. You know, Clint McDaniel was a trivia question last week, not 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you must be so
in
proud.
The zone. He, how many NCAA tournament games is the most any Razorback player has played in?
Well, he played in at least 12, right?
It was 17.
Wow.
17.
That is stupid.
That's I the am most. The man.
That is
I hold the title.
That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous number, honestly. Yeah. Is that an NCAA record?
No.
I think Wayne Turner, actually, from Kentucky, they went from like 96 to 99. Kentucky went to like almost four national championship games. They went to three. They won at 96. Final Four in 97, one in 98, and Elite Eight 99. It's the only guy that can knock Clint
Grant
off.
Grant played in three final fours.
Championship
games.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm proud of my number.
You ought to be. That's silly.
And I hope some Razorback come break it one day soon.
That'd be nice.
Clint,
there we go.
I've got a convention in Las Vegas next week, and I'm leaving this weekend to go out, and so I'm going to have an opportunity to wager on the game, and I've told Pat for the last few days, I've been confounded about this Final Four. I think it's a really tough one to – because, again, I didn't really expect UConn or Wisconsin to be there. I certainly didn't expect Kentucky to be there. But after talking to you, I feel very confident in taking Florida and Kentucky, and I want you to know that whatever I win, 10% is coming your way. And I lose, I'll just send you a little invoice. No big deal.
Sounds like a deal, man.
All right. Well, good luck this week, and we've got tickets to give away. I assume they can buy them at the door.
Yeah.
They can buy them at the door down there if they don't want them from us.
Sure.
All right. Very good. Clint, thanks, man. He's already out of here.
You're right. Carl Kidd, D-back, defensive back.
It wasn't me.
I was thinking of, I don't know if I was thinking of who I was thinking of.
I don't either. Moose Johnson?